This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Suspected al-Qaeda gunmen killed five South Yemen separatists in Abyan province on Monday in the terror group's biggest attack in the region for months, according to a security official. The official told the French news agency that the five separatists were killed at dawn on the outskirts of Lodar City. He said, speaking on condition of anonymity, that the attackers are believed to be from al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has yet to issue any statements on the attack. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has thrived in the chaos of Yemen's civil war between an internationally recognized government that's supported by a Saudi-led coalition and the Iran-backed Shiite Houthi rebels. The United States, which considers al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula the terror group's most dangerous branch, has carried out a campaign of drone strikes against its leaders for the past two decades. Monday's attack was the biggest in southern Yemen since August. Brexit trade talks hang in the balance today as Britain and the European Union make a last-ditch attempt to bridge their differences and reach a deal that would avoid Britain's disorderly exit from the European Union on December 31st. Talks are taking place in Brussels today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen review the situation on Monday evening by phone. Britain formally left the EU on January 31st, but it's been in a transition period since then, under which rules on trade, travel, and business remain unchanged. For weeks, the two sides have been haggling so far without a result over fishing rights in British waters, ensuring fair competition for companies and ways to solve future disputes. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.